It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. We're going to begin reading with verse 28, so if you'd open your Bibles to Matthew, chapter 25, verse 28. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address here is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there. Plan of salvation is clearly stated there. Our Constitution is present, so please that you would just enjoy it. Have many studies there. And also parkviewbible@gmail.com is an email address. You could email us, or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would be just fine. Love to hear from you. Now let's get right to the study. That's the important part of the day. Matthew chapter 25, verse 28. Take therefore the talent from him that giveth unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant unto outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto him on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat, thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in, naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered, and a thirsty, and stranger, and naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. What a wonderful scripture to read. I hope that you enjoyed the reading. And now let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity today to come together and to enjoy this. And so please speak to our hearts. We must have your teaching and your direction. And we know that the only true way that we can have a good study and learn from you is to know you as our Lord and Savior. We must trust in you and you alone, not anything else, not baptism, not church membership, anything, but faith Father, in your Son, the Lord Jesus, that he died on the cross and took our sin away. And to have that kind of faith, and that faith alone, brings us salvation. Because, Father, your Son died on the cross to save us, and we need to come by faith. And then, joyfully, Father, we have life because you've risen from the dead. Your Son is alive and seated at the right hand of your throne right now. Great day, Father. Please guide and lead us now. Show us the way of salvation if they do not know you as their Savior. And then, Father, help us through this study as we do have then the Holy Spirit living within our hearts once we truly come by faith to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Quite a bit of reading today is very valuable, and we need to understand that we need to walk each day in service to you. We need to know you as our Lord and Savior. We have enjoyed this wonderful study as we looked at the different wonderful parables here. And it's such a joy that we can look at the virgins in the first part of chapter 25. And so but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. We've discussed that, had a good study looking at that precious scripture. And then as we have come over and we've looked now at these concerning the talents, and we find that the ones that took the talents that were given. And when you are a child of God, you have precious talents. God, I believe, has given us all talents. But until you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in him and have him as your Savior, as your Master, as your Lord, you have come by faith and to faith alone to him for salvation, then you can enjoy the gifts, the special abilities, the talents that God has given us. And so we take those out and we use them to his glory. Well, we find that the one doubled them. The one that had five came back with 10. The one with two came back with 4. And then we find the one that had one. And when he came back with the single one. And so we need to understand here that there was no fruit. There was no use there whatsoever. And so as we look at verse 26, his Lord answered and said unto him, "Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gathered where I have not strawed." Now, he was claiming something that was not true with his master. He thought his master was undoubtedly some mean, and many people said to say, look at our God in the same manner. You know, why would he send anyone to hell? Jesus doesn't send anyone to hell. God the Father does not send anyone to hell. He gives everyone, every single person that's ever lived, an opportunity of salvation to go to heaven. But that choice is yours, and you need to understand that. And so first of all, you need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Then you can begin to use those talents that God has given us. And I pray that you have come by faith to Jesus and you're using those talents to honor and glorify him. But what happened in this case, we find that the talents, the one that had the 10 talents received the one talent. And then it says in verse 29, "And for unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath." In other words, if you do not come by faith to the Lord Jesus, a talent that God has given you can be taken away from you and given to someone that is born again, that is serving. That's the example that we have here. I hope that you see that. But look what happened here in verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. To begin with, back in Hosea 4:17, it says, he is joined to idols, let him alone. We are to separate ourselves from those that do not know the Lord Jesus, that do not walk with the Lord. We're to reach them. We're to witness to them. We're to serve them. We're to work with them. And our purpose is that they will see something in us that'll bring them to the Lord Jesus. And I hope that is the case. I hope our lives are that witness. But for those that have chosen not to come by faith to the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit never comes to live within them, many times the talents, great talents that they have, will be taken from them. And if you refuse the Lord Jesus, there is only one home for you, and that's hell. And so we have many examples here. We're going to look at those very quickly. Let's just go back to Matthew chapter 8. It speaks of this place. If you think hell is not real, I'm afraid that you're mistaken, because it is, and that's where you will spend eternity if you refuse to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Now, if you notice, I do not speak of a given church. I don't talk about a denomination. I don't talk about baptism. The baptism is important. Church is very important. But the most important thing that needs to come first is your relationship with the Lord Jesus. You need to come by faith to Him and Him alone. And please trust in Him, not in anything else. And so many today religions and so many churches have connected baptism or their church membership or communion or something along the line there that requires a work that you must do in order to get or to maintain your salvation. That is not according to the Word of God, and we need to follow the truth, the Word of God. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Love to have you here. Love to teach you the Word of God and fellowship together with you as a believer. But that's not going to get you to heaven if you just come for that purpose. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and Him alone. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There's not many ways to give us an example of what's to come when it comes to hell, because hell is a fire. The description by the Word of God tells us it's a fire that never ends, and yet there's total darkness. When we think of fire, we think of light. It puts off a light in the evening. If you've got a little bonfire, a little fire that's going to roast some hot dogs and some marshmallows and have a good time, and it puts out some light. But the fire here is a fire of no light. It gives off no brilliance of anything. It is total darkness. We know that. Scripture here tells us that outer darkness, cast into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I believe there's several things here that we need to see. There's going to be screams of pain and suffering, and you're going to hear them, but you can't see them. You can't comfort them because you're going through the same thing yourself. And so in the gnashing of teeth, when there's great pain, you gnash, it's one of the few descriptions that the Word can give us to describe what hell is like. And we have another spot here in chapter 13, verse 42, 13:42, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Once again, now we'll go to chapter 22. Chapter 22, verse 13. chapter 22, verse 13. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now back in Matthew 24, verse 51, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I hope that you understand the need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. We've got one that's out of the book of Matthew here, Luke 13. Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 13, and we're going to look at verse 28. Luke 13, 28. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye yourselves thrust out. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus himself describes hell. He gives a full description, as much as our minds can stand. And the reason that he does this, Jesus himself describes hell. Don't think for a second that hell is not literal. It is a literal place, just as heaven is a literal place. And when you die, when you finish your life here, whenever that is, a time to be born and a time to die, when you finish your life here, you're going somewhere, either to heaven or to hell. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. If you've trusted by faith in Jesus, then you're going to spend eternity in heaven with him. The reason that Jesus makes this so clear and speaks it so many times is because he wants no one to go there. You know, he laid down his life for sinners, that we might be saved from the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth, and where the fire will never be quenched. He does not want us to go there. And again, don't think for a second that this is not a literal place, because it is a literal place. We're going to read again back in Mark. We've read this a couple of times, but it's just so important. So we're in Matthew, so go to Mark, and we're going to go to the 9th chapter. Mark chapter 9, verse 43. Mark 9, 43. We'll start with verse 42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck, and he shall be cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. If thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet and be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. If thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dieth not, the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Please, as we read down through those verses of Scripture, understand that it is literal, and do not mistake it for something that is not going to come to pass. The man who refuses to preach hell as Jesus preached it is not a friend of sinners. He is the enemy of every unbeliever, and he will himself spend eternity in hell, where the fire is never quenched, where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth. Please, please, where the worm never dies. There is constant, constant torment there. Whatever illness, whatever sickness that you have today, you're going to spend eternity with that. And it is literal. It is literal. It is not something that's just a spiritual example here. It is something that's going to take place. And so I beg you that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Please don't deny it. It is real. As Jesus continues now to speak on the Mount Olives here, and when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, verse 31, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. This is quite a scripture here, much for us to see and to learn and understand. So as we note this, this is not a parable. This is truth. As the weeping and gnashing of teeth is truth, as the outer darkness is truth, it is not a parable. It's not something that's a fable. It is truth, and it's going to take place. And here, as we come to verse 31, it's very, very clear. We're going to go back, and it may seem strange, but this kind of helps us to understand, because look at verse 31 very quickly. The Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now, if you don't think that that's literal, let's go back and let's take a look at Luke chapter 1. If you know the Word of God at all, you'll realize where we're going. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And behold, the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now, by reading that, and especially as we got down to verse 32 and 33 there, that connects us with the throne of David. Our Lord Jesus is and will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is right now, but will come to rule and to reign at a future time. And so when we look back here now to verse 31 of chapter 25, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, the throne of David. Now let me give you a date here, because as time always gets away from us, I want you to make the connection. We are in the church age right now. the next event to take place on God's calendar is the rapture of the church. The Lord Jesus is going to come. He's going to meet us in the air. And all those that have died ahead of time, knowing Jesus, as we've talked about, by faith and by faith in Him alone, nothing else, just Jesus. You trust in Him for your salvation, that He has taken your sin away. He died on the cross to save you. And so He has taken your sin away. You have been set free. You have talents to use. You're busy working, serving Him, waiting for His coming. But death comes. Well, you're going to go into the grave, but your precious soul will go into the presence of the Lord Jesus. But there'll be a day when we call the rapture of the church, that He's going to come, going to meet us in the air, and those that have died will go first, and then we which are alive that know the Lord Jesus will meet Him in the air, receive our wonderful new bodies, forget this old earthly body, we'll have a glorified body, we'll meet Him in the air, and we'll spend forever with the Lord. We'll go home with Him. The tribulation begins. There's going to be a seven-year tribulation here upon earth, nothing you've ever seen. The first 3.5 years is going to be such a lie that people are going to be deceived by it. They're going to see it. But there's going to be 144,000 preachers, 12,000 from every tribe, the tribe of Israel. 12,000 from each tribe is going to be proclaiming the truth, just as we are right here, right now, telling you that Jesus died for you. Come by faith to Him and trust in Him for salvation. Well, at the end of that tribulation period, that's 7 years long, then Jesus is going to return and plant His feet upon the earth. And that's what it's talking about here. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory. Now, He speaks here as the Son of Man. Now, when He talks about being the Son of Man, we understand that He is coming not as King at this time, when we're back in Matthew. He wants people to trust in Him. There is a time when He is going to come as King. The Jews, they are looking for a king. They're looking for a Messiah king. They're looking for someone to come and rule and reign and take Rome away from the bondage that Rome has put upon the Jews and Israel. And they're looking for that. They're not looking for someone to take their sin away. And maybe you're the same way. Maybe your religion makes you feel good up on this earth and this time. But you need to realize that you need to come and accept that you're a sinner and call upon Him to save you, because Jesus will. And so they're looking for an earthly king, a worldly king, someone with great power to take this Roman rule away from them. And so that's the reason He doesn't come and announce Himself here as king, even though He's speaking of a future time. He says the Son of Man shall come in His glory, same one, the Lord Jesus, and all His holy angels with Him. Then shall He sit upon the throne of glory. This is going to take place. This is going to take place at the end of the tribulation period. And He will come and He will rule and reign. He will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and at that time He will sit upon the throne of glory, David's throne, literally. We're speaking of things that's going to actually, literally take place. Wonderful. And behind Him or with Him will be the holy angels. And as we see this beautiful, wonderful picture, and so we've started right there, and then I'm just going to read the beginning because we're out of time. Before Him shall be gathered all nations. That's where we're going to start next time. So please, please do not miss the remaining part of this study, because we've got the calendar of events in place. We've got the timetable there. And so please, my dear friend, please, please come to Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?